Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Chris, he himself was also an ordained minister, wasn't making no money. He got a job at a little car dealership in Florida. He moved down there with no money, lived out of his car. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, he is making six figures and is working as a finance manager and owns a restaurant, owns a mm-hmm. Subway. Mm-hmm. Chris was engaged twice before.
Yep, and once 3 months ago?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. And he claims that they didn't have mutual trust. Mm. So who was cheating? You or her?
Yeah, you. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Man, they set this girl up, man. They set her up.
They did.
So now he's sitting with his family, his mom, grandpa, friend, his pastor.
His pastor who gets my Becky of the week. Because, nigga, what the fuck are you doing sitting here? You look crazy. Okay? Standing by this nigga.
Standing by this man.
Telling
him. He's a product of your church.
Your church? This is your doing?
Yeah.
Mm. And he looked like another one. He looked like another one who's up to these same shenanigans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. A mess. Mm. Now his mama straight up tells him. His mama looked Asian, by the way, which I thought was interesting.
That was his grandma.
Oh, that was his grandma?
That was his grandma.
Oh, that was grandparents.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. But she let him know, she's like, beauty fades, but the heart never does. Approach this with no preconceptions, because that's what you tend to do. I need you to open your mind. So she already knows he's shallow. He ain't good for nothing. All he wants is a girl with a big booty who goes to church.
Yeah.
And that's
which he could find. I'm not understanding why he's on the show and like doing this. I don't know. He's another one. I'm like, what are you selling? Because you want to be on TV. Clearly, you want to be on TV. You want to make a splash on TV. You want to be this, like, 100%. Different kind of guy, whatever.
Yep,
but
100%.
It just doesn't, I don't know.
You're
just like
3 months out of an engagement?
Yeah.
3 months?
Yeah.
And all you want is a girl who's submissive with a fat ass and goes to church? You are in Atlanta.
Yeah, right.
They are everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
You were just engaged to one 3 months ago. What did you do this show for? Like, why? It just makes no sense.
Nope.
Pastor Cal with his bullshit talking about they both want kids and they can become a dynamic power couple. What? What does that mean?
Oh my God.
This is what we're on the show for? Creating power couples? No.
Right. What does that mean?
Horrible.
Oh my
horrible.
God, I can't take it. I can't take it.
Our fourth couple, Haley and Jacob. Haley is 28, always a bridesmaid. She's a sales rep. She hasn't been in a relationship. She was 21. She's super independent. She's been a bridesmaid 14 times.
That's outrageous. That is
I don't even have 14 friends
that are that good of friends
that are that close but you know to me what? To be a bridesmaid.
And, I feel like, and also email us the number 2 Black Girls 1 Rose. I feel like in the South, people have bigger bridal parties and it matters less.
They just throw
They're just like throwing people out there like, oh, it's my friend group, and then they just like put all fucking you know 12 of them up there.
And like, how do you have 14 best friends? You should only be a bridesmaid if you're like a best friend, right?
Right.
Like,
I would think so. Yeah.
I would think so.
Oof. Yeah. I don't know. It might be different down there. It might be.
It could be.
Yeah.
So she's been in two serious relationships. One was 5 years long. He was super controlling and in the end got another girl pregnant. So she now has trust issues and rightfully so.
Oh, Haley.
But yeah, she says she's done the work. Mm-hmm. She's ready to just, you know, meet her match, travel the world, you know, find her partner in life, all that good stuff. So she sits with her friends over drinks, drops the news she's getting married in 2 weeks. Her friends look disturbed.
They do. They look very upset. I'm sure she's been at all their weddings and they're like, yes. Are you serious?
Yeah, what? Like, they look very disturbed. One friend said, I didn't think she would ever get married. I was like, damn.
Oh, shit. Wow. We're only
because she's been single and very independent.
Let's, yeah. All right. Let's pump the brakes. I'm still young, but okay.
But I see, like, one friend made a point because, okay, she was with a guy for 5 years who was crazy and then got a bitch pregnant then. So she's walls have come all the way up.
Yeah.
And the friend said she's very good at doing first dates.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
But whether that guy's going to get a second date is usually not the case and usually up to her. So it's like she finds things to like, she finds reasons why. Like,
oh, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, those walls, I get it.
Yeah.
So that's what's her name? Haley.
Yeah, she's boring. A bit boring.
Her issue, I think, is going to be like vulnerability. I think the walls are still up. She's saying she's ready and whatever, but I think the walls are still sky high.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Particularly seeing her friend's reaction. They're like, nah, girl, what? They're like, they look disturbed when she told them. I was like, damn, that was a harsh reaction.
Well, this is fucking crazy, so I get it.
Yeah, it is. Haley has been matched with Jacob, who is 59 years old. He looks so old.
This nigga is getting AARP magazines at his house. There is no way he's 38.
Yeah.
What have you been through?
I don't know.
That you are 38 looking like this.
He looks aged. Very aged.
God. Damn
38, Mr. Last Chance at Love is his subtitle. He's a senior IT programmer. Mm-hmm. He was like the chubby nerd with glasses, yeah, as he said, as a kid.
Got a little complex, got a little ugly complex, a little fat complex.
The chubby fat, you know, mm-hmm. nerd is still in mm-hmm. him from childhood. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he went through puberty.
Why is that still there?
Like, I don't know. At the age of 59, my dude, you didn't get through that.
Your late 50s. Why? What?
But he said, went through puberty. He got into lifting weights and was doing bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. So kind of like built up his confidence. And yeah, his issue is, it seems like what he said in his 20s, he just like wouldn't settle. He always kind of talked mm-hmm. himself out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Saying like there was something better, like she wasn't the one, yada yada. Mm-hmm. And then he hit 35 and was like, oh shit, I'm here single by myself.
Dolo.
What the hell? Dolo as shit. Doing like as a programmer too. So he's working in a very like dolo job.
Yes, so, and very male centered too.
Male centered job. Just like set himself up basically.
Yeah. Yep.
And yeah, dating in Atlanta has been rough. He mm-hmm. said he's basically become a hermit. You know, mm-hmm. going out to bars is not, you know, now when you go out to bars, no one's talking. You're with your friends.
You can't. Yeah.
You can't meet anybody. It's mm-hmm. so, it's just very different. And it is, like, I get it. Like, going in college, you get approached at the bar all the time. That's a thing. Yeah. Now, when a guy comes up to you at the bar, it's like, what do you want? Like, it's like, just a different energy now. I don't know how that's changed, but, like, it has.
Well, you get more scared for your life when you get older.
More fear. I do also think online dating has just like fucked us up. Just people just don't talk. They just rely on going home and going on the apps instead of like being open when you go to the bars now.
Right.
So yeah, he's a hermit. He likes home projects. He's built mm-hmm. a whole beach in his backyard, which was odd.
Just so bored. Just so bored of this life, poor thing. Oh my god.
Huge red flag. He is a giant 80s nerd.
Red flag. Run, Haley. Run. Run away.
This is weird shit. Like, I'm down for a nerd, but like a...
I'm down for a nerd. He's
a nerd
down,
for decades.
I'm down for an obsession, even. Like, I really love all the stuff from the 80s. It's so cool. I study it and I watch all the movies. My nigga, if you have neon signs and costumes and you are alone in your house, that shit is weird.
That's weird.
Yep.
And he just seems like the type, like he talks in like 80s movies references.
Oh my God. And then he's like, oh, you don't get it? You don't know that one? Oh, you don't know like, it?
Mm-mm.
And then all of a sudden those people are not smart enough for him. And so he has to
leave. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's that guy. Mm-hmm.
He's fucking judging you based on if you've seen, you know, whatever movie from it. Uh-huh. You can't.
Yeah.
So yeah, huge red flag. But yeah, he lets his friends know. His friends look like a bunch of nerds as well.
I know. His friend with the hair down to her
The girl with the
thigh.
Long hair. Yes.
Wow. I was like,
you know who she looked
like?
Who? Did you ever see Catfish the movie?
Girl, get off of this Zoom. Get out of here.
Did I make you watch that? Were we watching it together?
I watched that several times. That is a great movie.
Great movie. Don't she look like her?
I hate you so much.
It's spot on. That looked like his friend.
It's exactly like her.
Go watch Catfish the movie, y'all. I don't want to give none away.
Please go watch Catfish the movie. Yeah, it's great. It's a great movie.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.